Typically, anyway, for me, a project is often a fairly lengthy affair. An idea that, once conceived, I photograph, usually over a long period of time, let it simmer in my subconscious, think about it, experiment with it, play with it, and eventually, somewhere way down the road, finish. But that's not always the case. In the Longquan Sword Factory, I had literally about an hour and a half to photograph. I was attending a photography conference in Lishui, China, and we had about a half a day to go out and do tourist stuff. So we all piled in a bus and eventually went to a number of tourist sites, including this Longquan Sword Factory. Once I jumped out of the bus and saw what was possible to do there, I really wished I'd had a lot of time, but I didn't. So literally, in about 90 minutes, I photographed as much as I possibly could, as fast as I possibly could, reacting intuitively and quickly to produce something that I might have the possibility of completing in some form or another somewhere down the road. Well, eventually I did, in a handmade chapbook, and now in this installment of Kokoro. I often use this project in my workshops and seminars as an example of how a project can take place in a very short period of time. That just because we have a short period of time to do something doesn't mean that we can't produce something. With only 90 minutes to photograph this place, I couldn't even take the time to think about what I was doing. Instead, the approach is just to capture, 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 react, respond, photograph whatever your eye sees, and worry about what is going to be produced with that later. Understanding, of course, that there will be some limitations because we didn't know precisely what we were doing while we were doing it. Sometimes you just place your bets and take your chances and hope for the best.